This is a breaking news alert.
Marvel Netflix star teases his and another Marvel hero's possible return. So, Marvel's Iron Fist star, Finn Jones, has recently teased his and another hero's possible return, which could signal that the MCU is getting ready to assemble another superhero team. With the MCU planning to slow down the number of projects they're making but still adding new characters, more projects would seem to be, perfect. So it would be a perfect solution. So, yeah, some team projects would seem to be a, would seem to be the perfect solution. This would give non-Avengers heroes a place to exist in the MCU without needing an overwhelming amount of solo projects. So, although Iron Fist was previously a member of Netflix's Defenders team, the MCU may want to make a new team for their increasing roster of street-level heroes. So there's a team in Marvel Comics that isn't just home to Iron Fist and another possible returning hero, but several heroes the MCU has already set up. So now that Iron Fist may be coming back, it seems that the perfect time to introduce this team to the MCU. So Finn Jones didn't just tease his own return, but possibly also Luke Cage's. The comic he shared was a late issue of Power Man and Iron Fist, where both Iron Fist and Luke Cage were already working together under the banner of Heroes for Hire, Inc. So, although the issue Jones shared, I believe he shared it on Instagram, involved the apparent death of Iron Fist and the team being disbanded. The Heroes of Hire would later return with Jones, Cage, and more several heroes. So hopefully that's not really the case. But in 1997, Marvel launched a dedicated Heroes for Hire book featuring Iron Fist, Luke Cage, and other Marvel heroes. Though the team didn't have one specific roster, Iron Fist was the co-owner of the team, making him a major player in the series. So the Heroes of Hire featured a lot of Marvel heroes that had already been set up in the MCU, but haven't yet found a team to be part of. So this could make it a good choice for Marvel to adapt so they can find a home for some of the MCU's wayward heroes. So also, the 90s incarnation of Heroes for Hire included several MCU characters that Marvel currently doesn't seem to have plans for yet. So this includes She-Hulk, Hercules, Black Knight. She-Hulk's series doesn't seem to be getting renewed, and the latter two heroes were teased in post-credit scenes, but their return hasn't been announced yet. So Heroes for Hire would be the perfect way to bring all of these heroes back in a single project. I think Deadpool is also a member for the Heroes of Hire for a short time and will be making his MCU debut soon, and Deadpool and Wolverine. So while he isn't a likely pick for the Avengers, he could find a home on the Heroes for Hire. Specifically, if the team also includes She-Hulk. Scott Lang's Ant-Man was also a member in the comics, including another comedic actor on the roster. Could allow the MCU's Heroes for Hire project to be funny, a funnier project than a typical Avengers movie. So bringing Iron Fist back in a show that could be perfect, it'd be a perfect solution to his character as well. Though Danny Rand was a little bland in Iron Fist, having him and Luke Cage serve as more serious members of the team that includes Deadpool, She-Hulk. Yeah, that, you know, that would allow him to act as a comedic straight person, of course. A more comedic tone would also allow Marvel to lampshade some of the issues with Iron Fist, allowing them to laugh at their past mistakes while correcting them. So aside from being a good home for Iron Fist, Luke Cage, and some of the MCU's other heroes, the Heroes for Hire will also be a good way for Marvel to unite its street level heroes. Echo set up that Kingpin will be trying to become the mayor of New York, and it will likely take a team of superheroes to take him down. So, aside from Daredevil, the most of the MCU street levels like Spider-Man, Moon Knight, The Punisher, and Shang-Chi have all been members at one point. So, I think the Netflix, other Netflix characters haven't been reintroduced to the MCU. Have also been members of the Heroes for Hire. That includes Misty Knight, Colleen Wing, and Elektra. So, if Marvel decides to bring more of them back, they could, you know, help fill out the roster. So, but it seems unlikely Marvel will be bringing back Finn Jones for another season of Iron Fist, but a Heroes for Hire adaptation would make a lot of sense for the current MCU. So, that concludes this breaking news, of course. Feel free to follow us on Instagram. We're available on iTunes, Google Play Music App, Spotify, and of course YouTube.